read that. Anyway, Malcolm Middleton. Francis Hoy just walked in the room. Philip Grant and I used to get together on Wednesday mornings, and every now and then Fran would come rocking on in the studio and give us a mushroom report, and therefore Phil named you Mushroom Francis. And he would always ask, like, where is Mushroom Francis? I want to see that guy again. So here he is. Welcome, Mushroom Francis. What have you been doing today?
Well, a little May celebration.
Shrooming?
But I did find some morels, yeah.
How big are they?
A good bag of it.
Yeah?
Not quite a pound.
Hmm. Yeah. So for those of our listeners who don't know what morels are, what are they?
They look almost like a sponge.
Mm-hmm. Like a sea sponge.
Yeah.
But they're conical. They're like a cone.
Yeah. They're pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And they're hollow. And there are false morels.
What's a false morel?
Well, there's a number of types, but I believe they're not hollow, though. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a different.
They have
inside.
Mushy stuff inside. When you cut it long ways, there's mushy stuff inside, and it's not hollow.
Yeah.
And if you eat it, what happens? Bad things?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, a little gastric difficulties.
Yeah. Your lower gastropub hurts. Hmm. Yeah, so they could cause problems. So you got to be really sure you pick the right morel. So it's morel season. How long does it last for?
As long as the moisture is right, it's coolness and not too hot. Yeah, it's just this time of year. It's just starting down in the by the river, and yeah, it's beginning up in Clavrick.
So now you can pick morels, and you were gonna, you were picking them, and what were you gonna do? Bring them into Hudson and sell them?
Yeah.
On the corner of 3rd and State. That's where I used to live. There was a lot of selling going on at the corner of 3rd and State.
Oh, nice.
Not a lot of morels, though. So you were going to sell them. People buy them.
Yeah. Huh. Restaurants.
They're like fetching a good price right now?
Yeah. Yeah. 30 to 70 is what the quote was on the...
A pound?
Yeah.
That's a big range.
So generally, today about
it's
40.
Today it's 52. Huh. $40 a pound. That's really good. That's better than ramps.
Yeah, it's a good bit more work than ramps, unless you have a good patch, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what do you do with the money?
Put it in the tank.
Put it in the tank so you can go pick more mushrooms.
Exactly.
Cool.
Check the other spots.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. What's coming next? Are there other shrooms?
Chicken of the woods.
Chicken of the woods.
Yeah,
and we've had this little rain.
Yeah.
So is there now, or it's just starting?
I haven't seen, but
it should be.
Could be.
Could be, should be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when do the chanterelles come?
That's the end of July.
End of July.
And in through August.
Huh. Morels, chanterelles, chicken of the woods, hen of the woods, whatever it is. And then there's... Wait. Are chicken of the woods and hen of the woods the same thing?
Oh, no.
Oh, right. There's two different ones.
Maitake, yeah. Maitake's the hen.
Gotcha.
And the sulfur shelf is the chicken.
Gotcha. And these are just so good, these mushrooms. If you find a patch of morels out there in the woods, what's the responsible way to do it? Should you clear cut them all, or should you always leave a little bit? Does it matter? Because they don't come back the next year anyway, really, do they?
Well, what you're harvesting is the fruit. So you're not, I mean, they are giving off spores,
mm-hmm.
but they'll continue giving off spores all the way back to your house.
Right. So you
so
can
you
clear
just
cut.
Drive them around county a little, you know.
Yeah, hold them out the window. tie your bag to the mirror or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Did you find ramps? Have you eaten ramps yet?
I've had ramps. Yeah, they're pretty abundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're lovely.
They're around. I saw some out in the woods down south of here. Cool.
I mean, I'm not going to eat a whole lot, you know. Half a dozen ramps is on set.
Yeah. You're not an allium fanatic. An alliumatic. An Allium addict. I love Alliums. The Allium family is a fantastic family.
Yeah. Chives.
I go way back.
We also harvested a bunch of chives.
Oh, yeah? Did she eat them?
No, she just collected them.
Yeah. Nice. Go OSA. Harvesting the chives.
She was helping with the morels. Yeah. Actually, Iris found the morels first.
Oh, yeah?
And so that got me out. And I had a look.
Nice. Good job, Iris. Good job. Got to get Iris back on the air again. Boy, we had fun. She came into the studio. That was a while ago. Yeah, like 5 years.
Program. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, the good old days. Well, Fran, well, that's great to hear you're out there bumping around the county, hitting up people's woods, picking mushrooms, bringing them into Hudson. So you were going to hit up a restaurant, but you say you got a ride into town?
No.
You gave somebody a ride.
And they bought them.
And then they bought them. The person you gave a ride, so you didn't even have to go to the restaurant.
Yeah.
And who were these people? Like, were they hitchhiking?
Good people, no. I mean, they could have been, but they weren't.
Yeah. That's funny. They just needed a ride into town and then decided they'd buy your mushrooms off you. Good stuff. Wow.
Yeah, they sell themselves, you know. You see a nice bag of morels. Oh, they're pretty lovely.
Maybe they're going to resell. Maybe they're going to go down to, like, Fishing Game and hustle them for, like, $90 a pound. Maybe you sold them like 40, and they're going to go make a quick $50 down the road. Mm. It's a mushroom hustle out there, people. Yeah.
Yeah.